If you've walked through a season of grief, what did you discover to be true as you walked through it? I'll never forget the words of a dear friend who lost a child way too soon. She said, "I've never experienced such pain in all my life, but at the same time, I've never known such grace." We walk through seasons, and the reason for it all or the purpose for the pain isn't instantly made crystal clear on the other side. We simply wade through the fog of it and at times discover things along the way. God is gracious and meets us right where we are in every moment. I'm so thankful. This month, I've put a lot of my heart on the table as I've shared glimpses into my current season of grief. My dad went home to be with Jesus this past June, and I wanted to bring you into how I'm processing through it. Maybe you're walking through loss or grief in some way as well. I'm sorry you're hurting. God sees, He knows, He is near your broken heart, and He loves you. 2 Corinthians 1:3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. We are comforted so we can comfort others. It's someone saying, "Hey, I've been there. It's going to be okay." I've been comforted in that way by sweet friends and family that surround me. As I am comforted, I want to pass that comfort along to you as well. As I'm wrapping up this month, I had to share one very clear moment. God met me and made me smile. So it was a day I was just blah. That's the only way I can describe it, blah. I was getting my makeup on and I looked up at a picture of my dad I have in my bathroom. More blah followed. Then I started thinking about what day it was and how with the passing of each day, each week, and each month, I'm getting farther away from my dad. My heart was taking a nosedive. The thought, one day farther, was still hanging in the air when I looked down to see a coin in my makeup bag. Guess what it said? One day closer. Now, I've had this coin for well over a year. On this day, God used it to gently redirect my thoughts. You're one day closer, not one day farther. My blah quickly turned into a smile. I felt like I could see my dad smiling at the same thought. This coin is one my dear friend Glenna gave me. On one side, it reads, "One day closer." On the other side, Titus 2:13, which says, "Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." We're one day closer. So keep your head up. Look to the skies. Life is often how we look at it, isn't it? I could focus on being one day farther away, or I can look to what is true and focus on Jesus more than my blah. And no, I am in fact one day closer to Jesus coming back and one day closer to my daddy. Now, you could say this coin just happened to be in the right place at the right time and it was all just a coincidence. You could say that. I know better. My God is a God of comfort, and He knew I needed a little encouragement that day. Maybe you do today as well. Look up. Even in your grief, even in your struggle, Jesus is closer than you could ever imagine. In fact, He's actually one day closer. That's the truth. And it makes me smile. If you missed any of this month's broadcast and you'd like to hear more of what is true and lessons I'm learning in the midst of loss, you can find them all at lifeword.org. Thanks for watching. I'm Lori Klein.